Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Hiawatha Red Hawk basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' head coach in Stacy Jasper. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, Citizen State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha, Hiawatha Implement as well. Well, coach, you know, you suffer your lone loss of the season in that championship game over at the Thunder Classic against a very good Rock Creek team. Obviously a battle there, but you have bounced back since then. Two wins under your belt in the two games since. So let's start Friday. At home, rugged environment, you get a massive league win against Perry Lecompton, but the costs take you the distance. 53-47, you guys hold on Friday night. Let's start there. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Well, we knew that was going to be a tough one coming in. That's a really strong Perry team. And I'll tell you, they met our scrap. You know, we've kind of been known and kind of carried with us this scrappy defense all season long. And man, Perry showed up and played the same way. And as you said, it was just kind of a rugby style, once again, defensive battle from the start. But, you know, we were fortunate to bring home the dub on that one.
Yeah, and then, you know, just I guess your team bouncing back from the lone loss. I mean, you guys sit here 15-1, so you do take that first loss. Just being able to bounce back the way that you guys were able to do, because, again, that's not something you've seen yet this season, playing a game following a loss. So in terms of getting the win against a good Perry team, had to make you and your coaches feel good just in the fact that you guys are able to bounce back after a tough loss.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we thought about that. You know, this was the first time that we're going to have to face that, you know, that defeat. And how do we carry forward? And, you know, the good thing, I guess you could say, is not that we were okay with that loss, but in a sense, we were okay with that loss.
Right.
You know, the great Rock Creek team. It was a fun game, and but you know, in the Big East, it's a showdown every night. So we prepared for Perry, and we're hoping that the girls were ready and to just pick up where we left off. And sure enough, they did.
Yeah, I should note as well, Kinsey Nelson getting 500 career rebounds in that win against Perry. And you talk about the rugged style of the Big East. You guys stay unbeaten in league play because you pick up the momentum from Perry Friday. You return home Tuesday night, take on a very good Nemaha Central team. Another grinder, 44-40. You guys get the win. Take us down the home stretch of that one and a big win against the Thunder.
Another grinder for sure. And you know, it's like that every night. I was visiting with Coach Hilgen before the game, and you know, he's beaten the same teams that we are, but you know, he beats them by 20 and 30 points, and we're just sneaking out of every game by three or four. Because it's just, you know, we're just such a different matchup for everybody. But, gosh, last night was such a good game and a defensive battle. And honestly, I want to talk about Claire Twombly. She, you know, we put an old school 2-on-2 defense together specifically for Nemaha because they play that overload game so well with their high post and their short corner post game. And, we put it on Claire to just really pick up the defensive assignment with Hermish and try to lock her down, which, you know, she ends up having 20 but has to get it mostly from the outside. So our defense was so locked in last night. That was the key. You know, Nemaha, including Nemaha and every team we played, you know, they play so hard against Kylie Nelson, our top scorer. Makes it tough for her every night. She still gets 16 last night. But we played seven players. They all score every point, every rebound, every steal was so crucial last night. So I'm just so proud of this team that we keep finding little ways to win.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach, that is Stacy Jasper. We always appreciate the few minutes each and every week. Two big wins here in the last week against Perry and Nemaha Central. They go to Raleigh County on Friday, another crucial matchup in the Big East. Red Hawks, number 3 in the state, 15-1, 6-0 in Big East league play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.